Hey, it's Carlos Cavallo. Welcome back. I got a little topic for you that'll tell you a little bit about guys. Well, it's what you come to me for, right? I mean, I'm trying to tell you about why men do what they do and how you can understand them a little better. Everybody does what they do for a reason. The problem is we're always looking for rational reasons. In other words, we're looking for a logical reason, something you could, well, practically calculate with mathematics, I suppose. But the reality is it's all emotional logic. Even men, yep, even men, the ones who always try and talk about being the rational ones, what they're really saying is that they just don't get way emotional. But guess what? Their decisions are still coming from emotions. Woody Allen once famously said, "Men learn to love the woman they're attracted to. Women learn to feel attracted to the man they fall in love with." That's interesting, because I think Woody hit it right on the head with that one. And it's one of the most important realizations we can have about how romance and relationships really work. Men are looking for the attraction first, and women can often hold off on that if they find the kind of man they want. It's not right or wrong. It just is. Look, I'm guessing you're not a 20-something that gets drunk and stupid at the clubs yelling out, "Oh my God, I love this song, woohoo!" Am I right? Okay, if I am right, and you're a woman that's ready for more than that, then you're gonna wanna hear what I have to say here. All right, hang on. Most men are not emotionally unavailable. Let me say that one again. For the cheap seats, most men are not emotionally unavailable. Now, I know that's going to send a lot of my fans showing up in my house with burning torches, crying, "Send out the monster," but that won't stop me from being right. Sure, some guys are out of touch with their emotions, but most of them are not. What magazines, gurus, books, and television shows tell you is emotional unavailability is actually something else in disguise. Now, I'll tell you what that is in a minute, but first, let me shock you once again. Mature men in your target zone, in other words, the target group of guys that you want to date, mature men in that target zone do not think like the meatheads that used to go to clubs in their 20s, or these guys when they went to clubs in their 20s. Sure, some act like it, but that's a lack of enlightenment, and you probably aren't interested in those guys anyways. And I'll tell you something else. Most of those guys that were acting that like meatheads back in when you were in your 20s, those guys were the only ones you encountered because those are the only ones with balls enough to go up and approach you. It's one of those weird little things in life that we just have to get used to, and that is that the things that we experience because we kept running into those things, not because it was the truth, okay? In other words, you ran into a lot of douchebag guys because, unfortunately, douchebag guys are the only guys who typically approach women. Hate to say it, but it's true. You want to find the right guys. You want to find the ones that are attracted to you and you are attracted to them. That's how I define the right guy. So I'm going to give you three signs the man you're with is emotionally unavailable. Why? Because I want you to avoid the guys that are wasting your time. And we both know that guys that aren't there for you emotionally are a huge waste of time. You know these guys can't really commit their heart to you. So let's avoid them right from the start. What do you say? All right. You're dating a guy who can't commit. Sign number one, he's not in touch with himself. For most men, being emotionally unavailable is not just about sharing his feelings with you or about his expression of his emotional state. Newsflash, men will probably never show emotions on the same level as a woman will, at least not as diversely. For a guy, being emotionally available is about his openness with you and himself. His availability is about where he is right now emotionally and his willingness to sit with that discomfort instead of running away or presenting it as being fixed or sorted out. This signal also includes the not-so-subtle way a guy will seem to never accept the blame for anything in the relationship. Okay, I'll give you a little hint here. If he's still blaming his ex and all his past exes for those relationships not working out, you've got a problem. I'll give you one exception to that. If he's had past relationships with women that blamed him for everything to the point of emotional abuse. However, a mature man knows what his contribution is to any relationship problems, or at least he suspects what they are. So you have to be able to separate these two situations and see them clearly. Okay? Now, a man has to be able to own up to his own role and his actions in the relationship. This is what it means to be in touch with himself. If he's still ducking out any kind of accountability, you're going to have an uphill battle for years to come. So ask yourself, is he a superficial guy entranced with appearances? Is he a guy that's deeply vain about his own appearance? Is he able to connect with people that he doesn't need anything from? Can he hold a deep conversation about, well, anything? He needs to have the skills of holding more deep thoughts than Joey on Friends, okay? So look for him to be in touch with himself. He's emotionally unavailable, sign number two. He's got an obvious relationship pattern. Most legitimately emotionally unavailable men have a clear pattern in their relationships, and it reveals their emotional maturity in detail to you. You just gotta look. You should do your best to find out if he's got a pattern like this. First, he starts out hot and heavy. He'll move to sex really fast, not because that's all he wants, it's because he's bypassing intimacy so that he can stay comfortable in his pattern. He may even have genuine feelings for you, but he just doesn't know how to handle them. He also starts out with all the right moves. He's well rehearsed at the opening stages of a relationship because he practices them a lot. That's as far as he gets, so that's pretty much his repeating patterns, his tape stuck on loop, simply because he doesn't get much further before walking away. He starts to grow impatient with the non-sexual part of relating. This is where the cracks start to show. He'll start to withdraw as he runs into his own limitations in relating to someone else's needs. Eventually, he cheats or breaks off the relationship to pursue someone new to start a new pattern with. He's probably hoping that the one will be happy to have him and not demand his emotional engagement, or that he communicates his feelings. Of course, he always ends up disappointed and moving on again. Mind you, this pattern is what you're probably used to. And I'm here to tell you that just because he pulls away from you, that does not mean he's emotionally unavailable or shut down or even narcissistic. These are popular labels that many of the self-righteous gurus out there are used to put on men to make us seem like the broken or defective ones. Now, I'll come back to this in a minute, but let's finish up with he's emotionally shut down. Sign number three, he just won't go there. Relationships require a lot of self-awareness, to be sure, right? But when your man won't entrust your communication and level of intimacy by going there with you, you're going to have a struggle. And what I mean by there is that place where our insecurities and faults lie. Relationships succeed most when the ugly parts are fully recognized and accepted. Example, I can be really impatient when I'm pushed to a limit. I know it, and I seek to keep that part of me out of the way when it comes up. My wife and family accept this about me and also talk about it when it comes up. Without that ability to go there, well, I'd look like just about every emotionally unavailable narcissist out there, even if it's just my flaws coming up in the moment. And sometimes that impatience is something I decide to not let go of in the moment. Sometimes I need to use that impatience, but at least I'm aware of it. Now, this particular sign of emotional withdrawal, or what we call unavailability, of not talking about flaws, usually shows itself as a sudden, powerful defensiveness. It's often painful to run into when you encounter it in a guy because it feels like you hit a brick wall at 60 miles per hour. Angry defensiveness works for most guys. We have this routine down pat. Why? Well, men go to anger very quickly. It's our go-to emotion. It's the fast one, right? As quickly as many women go to tears, men go to rage. Number two, women tend to fear confronting a man's anger. It feels like disconnection to her, so she accommodates and avoids his anger by trying her best not to trigger it. And yeah, I don't blame you. It can be kind of scary in some guys. Some guys avoid other men for exactly the same reason, because it's kind of intimidating. And number three, men know that women react this way, and we often use anger as a way to push you back from the edges of our feelings. It's kind of like a porcupine's quills. It keeps us safe. So it sometimes takes a little bit of loving, strong patience on your part to get past his wall. If you can, you'll be rewarded by his loyalty and trust, and the wall around his heart will grow weaker with every ounce of patience. Frankly, most women can't do this. They can't pull it off. It's a skill, and it's one that I have to teach usually. Because when you run into that wall with a guy, the first thing that will get triggered in you is your own emotional withdrawal. So when you hear the term strong woman, Now you know what that means. Strong enough to not let his abrasive bullshit push you away from your own loving acceptance. The truth is that many women have been brought up in the last 40 years or so with the idea that men should be compared to a woman. After all, a woman's level of connectedness, emotionality, and her way of being in a relationship, well, that's what a relationship should be, right? Well, yes and no. I believe women are the stewards of the relationship, and they're better at it than men, intuitively, naturally. But that does not mean that men should be compared like this in a way that makes them appear emotionally crippled, that since we don't match up to a woman's standards, we must be somehow incapacitated or handicapped. Nor should men be held to a standard which is not necessarily their strength, right? Should we hold you to a man's standard of physical strength? After all, a man could be just as right to say that women are wrong for not being able to look at a situation logically or rationally, or that she's wrong for wanting so much emotional communication. Where do you judge the limits of right and wrong to be for emotional communication? Interesting, huh? There's another truth here. Men and women can be emotionally unavailable. And women. Both of us can be. You might not know this given all the literature devoted to making men look like emotionless robots, but there are probably just as many women that are too emotionally available, in fact, as there are men on the other side. So let me assure you that most men are very emotional. In fact, what often appears to you as a man who is emotionless is simply a guy who doesn't really spend a lot of time in that think about my feelings state. And men are cultured to hide their feelings. Guys are simple like that. We feel and forget pretty quickly. Most men will never have a desire to go deep into their emotional states. We can feel them, but we don't get a lot of satisfaction from extensive analysis about our feelings. However, there is a shortcut into a man's heart. It's a way past his wall, his defenses, and his obstacles that he puts up between you and his love. It's a roadmap I created to show you how to get into his heart and get him to eagerly commit to you. I want to reveal the Cupid effect and how it works to get a man to open up to you, get him to open up to you faster and with all of his heart. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/Cupid effect. That's datingadviceguru.com/Cupid effect. CUPIDEFFECT. Cupid effect. This is Carlos Cavallo. I've been loving giving you all this good stuff. If you got some time, go on over, watch that presentation right now while you still got the time. I know you do because you're listening to me. You must have some time on your hands. Go on over and I'll be talking again soon. As always, live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.